leading the news this morning. New South Wales police are mourning the death of a respected colleague who was attacked as he tried to stop a neighbourhood dispute. Detective Inspector Bryson Anderson was fatally wounded just moments after arriving at the Oakville property in Sydney's northwest yesterday afternoon. A 19-year-old man and a 42-year-old woman are now being questioned. Mourners have been asked to wear red today at the Sunshine Coast funeral of murdered teenager Daniel Morcombe. It's the colour of the shirt he was wearing when he was abducted on his way to do some Christmas shopping exactly 9 years ago today. Residents in the outskirts of Dalby on Queensland's Darling Downs are on high bushfire alert this morning. Crews have spent the night battling four bushfires southwest of the town. One fire has burnt out 21,000 hectares of state forest in just 24 hours. Tanks and armoured vehicles are outside Cairo's presidential palace after yet another night of clashes between supporters and opponents of President Mohamed Morsi. At least five people have died and nearly 400 others have been injured. Now, the president has just addressed the nation on Egyptian TV. He says a meeting will be held tomorrow to resolve various leadership issues. And in the Philippines, rescuers are searching through thick mud, rubble and fallen trees for survivors of Typhoon Bopha. It's been 2 days since flash floods and mudslides killed nearly 500 people. Hundreds are still missing, while more than 200,000 remain homeless.